House Bill 1112, an act to allow school boards to initiate a vote relating to the imposition of an excise tax levy. Is the sponsor of the bill here to present that bill? Seeing no one, I guess we will move on. Yes. Probably would be a good idea if somebody presents the bill. Is Carol on her way? Okay. Good morning, Representative Pitts. House Bill 1112.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm sure that you will present the bill to us.
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the Senate Education Committee. This bill, House Bill 1112, is being brought to you on behalf of the Associated School Boards and, to my knowledge, basically started with one of the school board members in Brookings who was concerned that they would like to have the ability to refer an opt-out decision directly to the voters, or at least have that option to be able to do that. At this point in time, as you know, if there is an opt-out vote by the local school board, which is a two-thirds majority vote, that can be referred to the voters by a petition from the voters, or if they don't petition, then it will automatically go into effect. What the school boards would like to be able to do, because this is such a contentious issue on the local level, is to be able to have that option, if they so desire, to directly refer it to the voters and have the decision made at that point. It's purely an option. It's permissive legislation in that sense. And with this option, for many local school boards, it helps them prevent another decision or another situation in the community that's a contentious type of situation that actually divides the community. This isn't without precedent as far as referring a government body referring their own vote. Actually, the legislature, we did that in 1985 on a vote that had happened with the nuclear waste statute that was passed by the legislature, was then referred directly to the voters. So it isn't without precedent that a government entity can actually refer their own vote. So in light of this, I would urge your support of House Bill 1112 in giving local school boards the opportunity to refer the contentious issue at sometimes their opt-out vote directly to the voters. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pitts. If you would just stay for a minute, there may be some questions from the committee. Any questions from the committee? Yes, I do have one.
Okay.
You're saying that they would directly could refer it to the voters, which would then take a majority vote of the board.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if they are going to vote on that the board supports it, it takes a two-thirds vote, correct? Which would be 4 out of 5 on a board?
The opt-out vote takes a two-thirds. The referral by resolution would be a simple majority.
Right. So what I'm saying is you have a board of 5.
Correct.
And you now would need 4 of 5 to opt out.
Correct.
And then you could have a referral. What you're doing here is you're saying the board could be 3 out of 5 to refer it. No?
After their two-thirds vote, sir.
After the two-thirds.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Correct.
That's fine.
Correct.
That's fine. They could. What you're doing is saving time, right?
Saving time and saving the potential, again, of circulating the petition. And it can save time, but
sure.
I think their initial one was to provide that opportunity to not split the community again because of the contentiousness of that type of issue.
Thank you. Any further questions? Hearing none. Any further proponents of House Bill 1112?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Gene Ank representing the Associated School Boards.
Wow, the table's coming apart.
This is just a way for a school board to initiate the action. That's all it's really trying to do, and trying to keep it from building up two heads of steam in the process. It's very contentious, as already been stated, and we think this is just a good way to go at that. It came out of the Brookings situation. That's where the suggestion came from, and I think it's a good one.
Any questions, Mr. Ink? Hearing none. Any further proponents? House Bill 1112.
Diana Miller, representing ESD plus five school districts. Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Education Committee, I would also arise in support of House Bill 1112. Plus, I think we're just making it a little similar to what the legislature can do. You can refer items to the ballot, and it is a cost-saving time mechanism. I think that the taxpayers want us to operate in the most efficient manner, and for us to be allowed the option to refer it to a vote simply gets it started in the process much sooner. And I would urge your adoption of House Bill 1112. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Hamill?
Well, just so I understand it, if I might, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. What it really does is bypasses the petition.
Yes.
Petitioning.
That's all it does. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Hearing none. Any further proponents? House Bill 1112.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Penelope Douglas with the South Dakota Coalition of Small Schools. We also support this bill. It's a positive bill for our priorities, local responsibility, local local responsibility, local initiative and local commitment. And it's the way I see this bill is it's kind of with communication, which I'm having a little trouble this morning, sometimes just the smallest nuance can make a difference, whether it turns out being positive, direct communication or not. And it's just the difference of being able to say, okay, we've opted out, and if the voters want to come at us with a petition, that's okay. Or you can say, we've opted out, and here we want you to decide now. And that idea or theory kind of goes with the flow of what's been said a lot during this session in the last couple of years. Let the people decide. Let the people vote. And so it kind of goes with that philosophy, I think, and is positive for everybody.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none. Any further proponents? House Bill 1112. Any further proponents of House Bill 1112? Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents. Any opponents of House Bill 1112? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will then close the testimony and move to committee action and discussion. Senator McIntyre.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
Moved by Senator McIntyre, do pass. Here, second.
Second.
Second by Senator Hamm. Any further discussion? Any further discussion of House Bill 1112? Hearing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Burroughs.
Aye.
78, no nay.
House Bill 1112 will move to the floor on a 7-0 vote. Do pass. Hearing none, it will then be presented, I see. Senator Olson has suggested consent. Any objections to consent? I guess I have none. I did have a little, I forgot that the two-thirds was still in effect, so I won't object to that. Hearing no objections, House Bill 1112, go to the floor on the consent calendar.